This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Geek. The only way to be on Sci-Fi Swing. Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9. You are listening to Brennan Bale, taking it all the way through to 4 o'clock. But I am joined in the studio by Stuart Simpson and Glenn Maynard. Welcome, guys.
Hello.
They're both here to promote a chocolate strawberry vanilla that is having its world premiere at the Monster Fest on November 24. But before I get into the details of the film, I want to get to know a little bit of your background. So I'll start with you, Stuart. How did you become a horror... we were talking about this off air. Not a horror director, but a dark comedy director. How a director in general, I suppose.
I've always been an independent filmmaker. Starting as a teenager, love for film, and just went out and shot things with friends. And I just tried to take that line and get it more professional as we went along. I've done a TAFE course, but I'd say I'm more of a self-taught filmmaker. I've been doing it, say, more professionally for the last 10 years. This is my third feature film, and I'm told they get better and better, so I'm hoping that's right.
But in terms of making the film, how hard is it? How hard was it to make this film in particular, from the ground up?
We tried to write a film that was going to be something that was within our reach with our limited budget. Which was self-funded, so it was very limited budget. It was shot locally around where we lived. We made sure it was a small cast, and we shot it over, I think, 15 days, just on weekends. So, I mean, it was, you know, that has its own, challenges. But it was a fairly smooth shoot as far as other shoots go. This being a comedy drama, there wasn't many effects. There are some, but yeah, my last film was a full blown gore fest horror film, and that was much bigger challenge. So this was actually a bit of a breeze, a bit of a dream to make compared to other ones.
Yeah, well, so you told me you sort of moved away from the horror. Was that on purpose, or you just had this idea?
No, well, definitely. I love horror and I love making horror films, but it's definitely not the only genre. Like, I love all genres of cinema. So, I just wanted to challenge myself and make something different, and just show that I can do something different as well.
Glenn, how did you actually get involved with the film? How far along was that?
Because Addison, the writer, Stuart, and me are all friends. Mm-hmm. And Addison particularly wanted to write a film with me in the lead. And so him and Stuart had been talking and discussing ideas for a story, and then Addison wrote it, and that sort of, as soon as he had the script, he sort of showed me.
And what's your sort of background? How did you get into film acting to begin with?
My sister and I used to steal a lot from my mother's purse, and we'd both deny it, and I was better at it. And so she would be blamed for all the money that would go missing, and I realised there's a calling here, yeah.
But then how did you sort of cultivate that into career then?
I don't know. Career's like stretching.
A strong word.
Yeah.
It is Australia, so.
Yeah, I don't know. I just enjoy it, and I've been lucky enough in the last few years to sort of get kind of regular enough work to be able to do that and have little jobs along the way.
But do you think that's a sort of an Australian syndrome where, you do have to have other interests as well as acting to sort of get by? I sort of want to direct that to Stuart as well, in terms of directing, if there is enough work in Australia to keep going in the industry.
I think if you're very lucky, there is, because there's plenty of people who work and that's all they do, but, the majority and the reality is that most people can only do it part-time.
Yeah. But can you tell me a little about your character? It's Warren Thompson, isn't it?
Yeah, he's a Mr. Whippy driver. He doesn't have many friends. He's had a sort of troubled life. He started off just as a regular person, then in that point between primary school and high school sort of things went skew. He had a stroke and a few girlfriend issues and stuff like that. And so he's always sort of been on the periphery. And he kind of has a falling down moment. And I don't want to give away.
No, we'll leave that. We'll be back with more. We'll get into a song now. But we'll be back with more of Stuart Simpson and Glenn Maynard from Chocolate Strawberry Vanilla here on Joy 94.9. Joy 94.9, 10 minutes past 3. You're with Brendan Bale, but I am also joined by Stuart Simpson and Glenn Maynard from Chocolate Story Vanilla, the film having its world debut on Sunday, November 24, up at Nova, as part of the Monster Fest Festival. Now, Stuart, I'll ask you specifically, with the film, so it is having its world premiere, but what is the trajectory or what's your hope that, you know, what will happen after this screening?
Well, now it will start its film festival circuit. So, yeah, we kind of need to sit down and work out our plan for which bigger festivals we want to target. But, yeah, that's, I mean, with an independent film like this, that's all you can really hope to do is try and a grassroots kind of PR campaign, which is get into some good film festivals and create a bit of a buzz around it. And, I mean, film festivals are like a film market. So if you get into a good one and there's good reaction, then hopefully you can get picked up and get a decent distributor. And
so is it a little bit like a lottery? Like, even though I'm sure you're very proud of your film, is it sort of a little bit of luck in you know, getting picked up?
Definitely a little bit of luck. I mean, they say if you've got a good film, then it should sell itself. But, you know, like any art, it's subjective to people's tastes. And if the people at the festival don't particularly like that type of film, then yeah. But look, I don't know. I'm very proud of the film. I think Glenn is absolutely amazing. It's like it is a character study. Yeah, we are friends. He did mention that. It's pretty much a one man show with this film. Like, it Glenn's in every scene, every frame, and I think he's fantastic. And I think people will see that and they'll really respond to it. So I have pretty good high hopes for this film. I think it should blow people's minds.
Excellent. So, well, Glenn, for you, you know, if your performance blows up and gets some accolades, what do you think for you? Are you open to a full-on career in acting?
We were talking about this before. There's quite a lot of... I think there's 4 masturbation scenes. So it may depend what sort of films I'm getting.
So you might be typecast,
yeah,
is that what you're
potentially
saying?
Potentially.
You'd be the next American Pie 6 or something. Hmm.
Well, hopefully, you know, audiences can see through that and maybe see, you know, other side of your performance as well. But, yeah, so are you open to more films in the future? And
Yeah.
Definitely. You ready to be famous, Glenn Maynard?
I wouldn't mind. I think the whole time I've done acting, I've been doing a job and had another job lined up.
Yeah.
And that's happened once. And so just having been able to work and know there's something down the track would be, like, that's all kind of any other actor myself would want, I reckon.
Yeah, well, I suppose a lot of actors don't know where their next job's coming from until they've finished their last one. Well,
it's a tough gig.
Very much so. Well, I wish you both the best of luck. I will hopefully be checking it out myself at the festival.
Yeah, come on down Sunday. This Sunday.
Very much looking forward to it. So, Joy listeners, check out Chocolate Strawberry Vanilla, Sunday, November 24. You can check out, there is a Facebook page for the film, and show some support for some Aussie legends in the making. Let's say that. Thanks, Stuart and Glenn, for coming
in. No worries. Cheers.
The perfect mix of music, news, and interviews. Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.